There's another timeline application. It's interactive and it allows you to be able to easily zoom in and out of the timeline. So, using your scroll wheel, you can easily see more or less of the detail within the timeline. And you can pan across very easily, dragging and sliding to the side. If you set yourself up with a free account, you get to be able to create three free timelines, so that's very useful. Although you're unable to collaborate, you are able to get an embed code and mount it elsewhere on the web if you've got a blog or a website. There are some quite sophisticated editing features within TimeGlider. You'd expect to be able to add events to the timeline, specify the start time and date, and an end time and date if it does span a range. You can choose the kind of display of the date that you get, so you can specify whether you want years, months, days, or so forth. But then you can choose what it calls an importance using a slider, and that's the degree of prominence that that particular event has on the timeline. So if you've got lots of events squeezed together into a particular time slot, you might want some to feature more prominently than others, and you can do that using this importance slider. On each event, you obviously can add a description. You can use an image rather than just having it as a plain text object there. And you can also add links to websites or bring in audio or video files from things like YouTube or SoundCloud or Vimeo or that kind of thing. Each event can be tagged, and that can be quite important if you've got a significant number of events on your timeline. But in order to do that, you're going to need to upgrade to one of the paid plans. They're not too expensive, so that might be worth considering, especially if you need to, for example, students to be able to collaborate. Timelines are obviously useful for historical things, but I don't think we often make enough use of them for just more straightforward school-based activities. So, for example, you might want to chart the progress of a sports team during the course of a year. Might be an interesting activity for students who may be more inclined towards sport, play for a school team, but are less inclined to perhaps charting history or just getting involved in perhaps more academic pursuits. Have them create and maintain a timeline of their sports team's progress during the course of the year. You can have events for each of the matches and match reports and practices and